Hey everybody, I'm Patrick Villegas.
I'm Abraham Gutierrez.
I'm Erica.
Welcome back to Things We Talk About.
Where we talk about the things that we talk about.
So, I don't know exactly, it's a hanging outy episode, guys.
Why?
So,
I thought you had a report.
Had.
He says that it's too cool to do any other time than Halloween time.
Why? What is it about?
Halloween time things.
Mm-hmm. It was themed around Halloween, so
yeah,
I wanted to use it so that people kind of get into the Halloween spirit, but that didn't happen. So I figured I'd just wait a couple of months.
Yeah, Halloween time is all the time, though. I mean, you can do Halloween stuff all the time.
No, you can do regular stuff all the time, too, though.
That's true. So where's your regular stuff report?
I didn't write one. I wrote a special one.
Oh, okay.
yeah, oh, so there is
it's
a report?
Not, it's not a special time. We can't do that.
It's not a special time. Mm-mm. That's a month away.
No, thank you. I just had a mint.
I don't want it anymore. I'm just kidding.
I'm so angry. Like, immediately so angry. The worst. So, okay. I didn't know what we were going to talk about, but I had a thought.
And did we start already?
Yeah, we started 8 minutes ago.
Oh, I thought
when
we
you
were
started getting situated.
I thought we were gonna do like welcome back or hey guys, we're back. We hadn't recorded in a long time.
We're already back. No, you and I did an episode.
The three
Friday
of us together are back.
Oh, Abraham's here, guys. That's it. No, see, no one cares. Not even Abraham cares. And we didn't do a "and we're back" thing when you weren't there.
Nope.
Because
we
yeah,
didn't
because
care.
The three of us weren't back.
Oh.
Oh my god. Yeah, we don't talk about you at all in our episode.
I wouldn't expect you to. I'm not there.
I talked about you. I talked about you being here in spirit.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good.
And then I exercised.
Oh, yeah, because I felt
you were
his
the one,
spirit.
Yeah, exactly. You were the one not being a pervert.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't feeling up
thank
your ghost.
You for that. And you.
I wasn't
so thank
either
you. And you will be hearing from my lawyers.
Mm-hmm. You don't have lawyers.
I have many lawyers.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
what
I
are their
do
names?
John and Dave.
Attorneys at law.
Mm-hmm.
That's their
their names?
That's their attorney names.
No, yeah. Their firm.
You and Texture, you're trying to feel them up too? Are they firm, Abraham?
No, not like little, that, you nasty.
A little squishy? Hmm?
Yuck.
Fucking gross.
Fine. Disgusting.
You're going to be hearing from their lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have lawyers.
They do have lawyers.
They're the mail, though.
Yeah.
So you don't exactly feel them up.
She's like that mailman, though.
Better be careful. You better warn your mailman. Oh, no, your mailman. It's not the same.
No,
I have a mail lady.
My mailman's
she's
a pervert.
Stupid.
He's fine with it.
He watches you through
yeah,
the window.
Exactly, yeah.
Making those noises.
Yeah.
Gross. So what are we going to talk about?
So that's what I was saying before. I was so rudely interrupted.
Yeah, bro.
So I didn't know what we were going to talk about, but I had a thought. I was watching.
You had a thought?
I did.
Oh,
just
my
the one.
God.
That's why it stood out.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I had a thought. I was watching a movie about ridiculous ice spiders. And I was like, that's stupid because they're radioactive spiders.
Fuck are ice spiders?
They're spiders that survived in the snow. Like they're genetically mutated. It's a movie. Genetically mutated spiders.
Oh, they're not real.
No, they are real, obviously.
Wait, I'm confused.
God. They're radioactive.
They're not
genetically
real
mutated ice spiders.
They're not real.
No, they're not real.
Oh, okay then. I don't know. I don't know every insect on the planet. There could be some.
You don't think you would have heard about radioactive genetically modified ice spiders?
No, because I don't care about spiders.
As you smack the mic with your face. So I was watching that and them being radioactive spiders, I was like, they're biting people in the movie. Obviously, they're killing people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, they're just creating Spider-Man.
Yeah, ice
like,
Spider-Man.
Ice Spider-Man, exactly,
yeah,
all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had the thought, those people are also now radioactive because they've been injected with spiderness. Mm. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So if those people go bite people, are they now creating Spider-Man men?
I don't think they are, but only because it keeps diluting the stuff. And
right.
I think after a certain point, it just stops.
Because, okay, you have the spider who has the powers of a spider.
Yeah.
And you have a man who has a spider, who has a spiders of a man, who has the powers of a man.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You bite them, you get Peter Parker, who is Spider-Man.
Uh-huh. Spider-Boy.
Spider-Boy. Okay. Depending on
Spider
how
dude
old he is. Yeah. You get Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
If Spider-Man bites somebody, isn't he just now 25% spider?
And crazy? Because he bit somebody?
And crazy.
Yeah, he probably just has rabies.
Okay, the guy, his victim.
Yeah.
Isn't he now like 25% spider?
So what would it be?
I would say
has a lot of fur?
It depends. He can web or he can stick or he's kind of less strong or whatever.
Less sticky?
Yeah, he's less sticky and real strong.
I would say no because, okay, a spider, when it bites you, it could inject you with the venom and stuff like that. That's what spiders do, but humans don't have anything to actually inject you with.
Oh, I got something to inject you with, but I was doing saliva. I was doing saliva, just so you know,
sure
before
you
then.
Sure you were.
Oh, I'm Erica and the mailman.
Can
yeah,
you
coming up with that
joke
and just got
up.
Real excited. And put that other thing
put
down.
Put your hands
yeah.
where we
my
can
hands
see
are,
them,
my
please.
Hands, no, my hands are going down, but everything else is coming up.
Ew.
So, okay, that was my thing. Is that, isn't he now 25% spider?
No. Technically, yes.
Like a vampire.
No.
Like, you know?
No.
Yes.
Why no? Okay, explain why not.
Because it's stupid. No.
Oh, because it's stupid. See, it's hard to know whether it would be because it's okay. Sorry to bring it down, but mm-hmm. it's like AIDS. You don't get infected and then you only have 50% of it now. You know, you got it. You got full blown.
So you become a spider.
You become a spider. Well, no, that's what I'm saying is that there's two ways of looking at it. There's either it's extreme left or extreme right. There's
it's all
no middle.
Black and white with you, isn't it?
I don't think you can go a quarter spider.
I'm pretty sure you can go a quarter spider.
I don't know. I would assume no. It's too diluted. There's too much human DNA to give you spider powers.
But even just a little bit, like...
So you're just an inconvenience. Things are a little bit
yeah,
more
like,
sticky.
Okay,
like,
fine.
Like, you can't drop a pencil, but you can't hold onto a fucking basketball, like, open-palmed.
I don't know.
Like you're no, I'm saying like how sticky.
How much
like
can
not
a
enough
spider
to where,
stick?
Not enough to where you can hold yourself on a
well,
wall.
Well, obviously a spider can hold up 8 basketballs at once. So
so you can only do what two
you
or three?
You can do two, yeah.
Oh man, you any thoughts?
No.
You hate this
she
conversation,
hates all
don't
of
you?
Yes, I do.
So what would you like to talk about, Erica?
No, go talk about your spider. Your vampire spiders. Go.
Oh my, okay. Then same thing like the Hulk. The Hulk gave his cousin a blood transfusion, so she became She-Hulk. Mm-hmm. Isn't like she's not diluted or lesser or whatever. She can, or she is actually.
Yeah, she is.
She can control her shit and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Where
she can
does
control
it,
her shit? She's not as strong.
Mm-hmm.
She is smarter
mm-hmm.
than like when
then
Hulk
than the
Hulk.
Average
yeah,
bear.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
Rampaging Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Rampaging Hulk is all fucking. Super just
he's
fucking,
just a roided up gorilla
yeah and she actually can have a conversation with you and she's the Hulk in Endgame
yeah
she still you know? Practices law
yeah
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a diluted version but I think after that if she tries to pass on her blood
mm-hmm.
it's probably not gonna be
there has to be a point where you're just a slightly stronger guy like it has to dilute down it can't just be nothing
no I don't think it's not gonna be anything but like I'm assuming she got half of what he has.
Okay.
So now that other person is going to get half. So he's just a really strong guy
or
a really strong girl
person.
At the gym. But that's the thing. At the gym, humans can probably get there if they spend a lot of time there. But it's natural to them. They don't have to go to the gym to be that strong or
guess.
Whatever. You know?
I guess.
But I don't know.
I just think there has to be a way.
I don't know the Hulk personally, so I can't ask him.
Yeah, I guess. There has to be a way. I want superpowers is my point.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be a way to make this work.
Do you still pick that stupid superpower if you can pick one?
Which stupid one?
The one stupid one you wanted to pick? I don't remember what it was. I just remember
one.
It was dumb.
It was all okay. Before,
spaghetti fingers?
Spaghetti fingers. Mm, before,
so stupid.
It was super strength like the Hulk, meaning it increases exponentially depending on...
How angry
necessity
you are.
And the writers.
Patrick
basically.
Would be very strong
I would be
if
very
it was based
strong,
off of anger.
Dude, yes. And then
put some Call of Duty in front of him, unstoppable.
Yeah, exactly. and then super speed like the Flash.
Yeah.
That's what it was basically. Because then you're just unstoppable. You're
okay.
just yeah, you're just a battering ram to the earth, you know?
Yeah. Okay. But you had one.
Well,
before
the answers
it was two.
Have, yeah,
before
the answers
it was
have
two.
Changed.
Yeah. And now it's one.
Now I think it would be to control time.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, it's no longer stupid. I agree with you on that.
What
yeah.
was the stupid
Yours
one?
Was dumb.
It was not dumb.
Yes, because his were Do you remember? Do you want to go or?
Were we doing the two or were we doing the one?
Two.
Two? I don't remember the second one.
Okay, go.
First one was teleportation.
His were teleportation and invisibility combined, which is why I always thought that was so stupid.
Why?
Because you don't need both. If you can teleport, you don't need invisibility.
Why?
Because why would you? You can just poof, poof, wherever you want and go. And no one's going to see you doing anything.
Let's see if she gets to where I was getting to or where you get to.
Wait, I'm confused.
Without any influence.
No, don't put me on the spot.
You're not on the spot. This is a conversation.
You're both looking at me.
You're part of this conversation.
On the spot. Don't look at me.
Look at the ceiling, Patrick. I said Patrick. You're not Patrick. Oh,
Jesus.
Wait, what do you mean, poof, poof?
You know what teleportation is.
Yes, I know what teleportation is.
Oh, don't give me your fucking attitude. You said, what do you mean, poof, poof?
Well, yeah.
That's teleportation. That's a pretty apt description of teleportation.
Yeah, so you're invisible?
No, you teleport. Like, I'm here.
Okay, he wants to be invisible and go teleport.
You asked about teleportation, goddammit.
Yeah,
no, but
I'm
talking
both.
About his... Yeah. His.
Oh, he wants to be invisible.
Yeah.
So you can no longer see me.
Yeah, I can't see you.
And your life is now better. You're happy now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting on the sofa, poof, and I'm in the bathroom now, poof. That's the poof, poof that I'm talking about.
Oh,
I don't have
like
to
teleporting?
Poof, poof, poof.
Invisibility?
That middle poof is him.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you're just invisible, then you just have to, like, you walk over there.
Right.
But if I want to go to, like, London or whatever, mm-hmm. then I just teleport.
Exactly.
So why wouldn't you want both?
Why do you? You don't need both. Like, okay, let's say...
Well, I don't want to fucking be invisible and go and get on a fucking airplane and go to London.
You don't have to do that. That's just you being a person. You don't have...
Poof over there.
Okay, that's my point. Let's say you're going to commit a crime. You're going to rob a bank.
Okay.
Okay? You're going to use the powers that you chose.
Yeah.
Okay, he's going to use teleportation and invisibility.
Yeah.
Invisibility doesn't make any sense in that situation. If you have
to
teleportation.
Patrick. But Patrick, it doesn't make sense.
But there's cameras.
Go on.
So they'll see you.
Okay.
Taking the monies.
Maybe.
No.
Yes.
Why?
And even if they do see you.
Because, okay, you're just going to tell it. You're still a person, right?
Yeah.
You're just going to teleport there and grab money and then.
Poof.
And then teleport out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they're still going to take you time to do that nonsense. So
okay.
You're going to be caught on the camera.
Okay.
But if you're invisible. And they're just going to see money floating around.
Okay. And what does that matter?
Because then they'll know who you are.
So? What does that matter? You wear a mask.
Yeah, I guess you wear a mask.
So that's my point, is what does it matter if they can see you? They can't catch you, because you can teleport.
Yeah.
They can't. You can't be imprisoned. Like, you can't be shot. You can't any of that. You can just teleport. So what does it matter? You're if you're going to go for the crime... What does it matter having invisibility? Because that was a scenario we put ourselves in, was robbing a bank.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So why have both? Both doesn't make sense.
Okay, so he made his argument.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now can I make mine?
Yeah, absolutely.
Same okay. scenario?
Same scenario.
Okay.
Reason I would want both is because, like you said, the cameras would catch you.
Mm-hmm.
You would show up, and now you're living life on the run. Yeah, they can't actually catch you because they'll put you in a, like, they
yeah.
can never grab you. They'll cuff you, poof, you're out. Put you in a cell, poof, you're out.
Yeah.
But you're constantly living on the run now. You're a wanted person.
Mm-hmm.
And he said you can't get shot, but you can if you're not paying attention.
Yeah, if you're not paying
yeah.
attention.
So that.
If
that's
you're a
still,
bad teleporter.
That's still a thing. So if you're invisible, you can go invisible your way in and teleport, touch the money, and poof, money's just gone. Nobody knows anything. Like, that's it.
Yeah. Well, what he got me was wear a mask.
Yeah. You wear a mask. Then it doesn't matter. None of this matters.
Yeah. But then also there's other purposes. You can be listening in on someone's conversation. You can be in very...
Oh, yeah.
You
want to
be a creep
stuff. I was
going to
get
pervy. You
want to
be a creep is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to like you fucking can, teleport into Chris Hemsworth's bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can find out
watch
and information
yeah.
and stuff.
And then see if he's firm.
Mm-hmm.
Find out information and stuff and nobody will know.
Mm-hmm.
You
people will notice if I'm wearing a fucking mask in the room.
Yeah.
unless it's one of those hyper-realistic masks.
Oh, yeah.
You can be an old
true.
Man poofing
but see,
around.
Yeah, so if you're invisible, you can like go work for the government.
And that's what you want to do with your superpowers. You want to go work for the government?
No, that's her. She said that. I would rob that bank and then just live my life.
Yeah, because the way we've talked about it for years is you get superpowers, you kind of have to go the super criminal route initially. Then we would both want to be superheroes because you don't want to stay a supervillain. I don't want that anyway.
No.
So like, but yeah, you need to like make sure you're good because I want to go and save people and all of that shit to be a superhero.
I don't.
But you have to like, you're not going to get paid for that unless you are now working for the fucking government. And we saw how that worked for the Avengers. You know, you can't do that. It doesn't work that way. You're not going to get paid for what you're doing. So your normal life is going to suffer because of the good that you're doing for the world.
Mm-hmm.
To balance that out, you go a little super criminal, steal some money, and live off that as you're superheroing about.
So kind of like The Boys.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I would live my life like The Boys.
Mm-hmm.
But do you see my powers as being dumb because they were paired together?
No.
He does.
I do.
That's the difference. Mm. Yeah. Is that he sees.
Well, that's why
dumb.
They're not your powers.
That's true. Very true.
Yeah. And I don't like his powers because
those were my powers initially.
Yeah.
What were they?
Super strength, such as the Hulk, and super speed, like, you know, using the Flash.
Mm.
Like, I like the speed. I don't like the strength. I don't think that's ever necessary.
Someone's trapped under a car. You're going to run them out of there?
Yeah, you could. You can phase in and phase out.
Yeah, but you can't phase them out. You just phase in, grab their arms, and rip them apart.
You can phase in and break the concrete or whatever, or the car apart.
Yeah, you could do that. Or you could just lift it and pull them out. And then real...
And then never have a cup of tea because you're always crushing fucking cups
of
tea?
No, that's why I say it's you can control it. They're your powers. You're not just constantly invisible or, you know, whatever. Like, no, you can choose.
No, that's not the downside. The downside to invisibility is that I have to always be without fucking clothes on. That's the downside to that.
That's where we got as well.
Yeah.
I remember this conversation.
Yeah, you have to be naked.
Yep. Because, yeah.
And that's why he can't have cups of tea. He can't open fucking doors or anything.
You just fucking...
He has to punch them open.
Yeah. You just call your duty. I call your duty.
I do call
you
my
just
duty.
Call your... Call of Duty your way into doors. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was the thing because, okay, he teleports in because we then, this conversation went on for hours as they do.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to the point where, okay, fine. I can't control my super speed and my super strength and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
He can't control his teleportation and his invisibility.
It's like Nightcrawler. I have to imagine the spot and hope
Otherwise
that there's
you'll
nothing
be
there.
Stuck between a wall.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, okay, he got to that point, but he can't teleport things. So if that's the case, then invisibility, sure, but he can't make things invisible either.
I want to move things
with my mind. Oh, you want to be all Jean Grey.
Yeah, that way that fucking lighter, it wouldn't take me so goddamn long to get.
For that reason.
I'd be so lazy.
For that lighter.
Oh my god. Well, I mean, that makes sense. I would do teleportation too. That'd be cool. Like, I see the benefits of it, but now I think it would just be control time. I think that's a good superhero and supervillain move. Like, that's a good choice.
See, okay, but then with that, okay, because every superpower has its downside.
Mm-hmm.
So you can stop time, but you yourself don't stop aging. So every time you stop time, you come back a little older than you were would have
see,
been.
I don't want that because I want to travel time.
Exactly, because now you can't. You can't stop time permanently.
Wait, okay, so my lifeline, my life clock doesn't
stop. It's still
stop.
Set, yeah.
But,
still,
but I can travel to like 1800s.
You can go wherever, but you're only going to do 80 years of time.
Okay, I'm good with that.
You'd be good with that?
Yeah.
No.
What?
My thing would be, for your downside, it's like, okay, so if you... so stupid. If you want to travel 100... years into the future, then you yourself age 100 years.
That would be so shitty, man. I just get there.
Or a good one.
That'd be so fucked up.
A good one would be you can only time travel back,
on Mondays.
No, back in your lifetime. You can't go forward.
I started writing a story that was exactly that, where I can only travel, like, I have to have been there in order to go to back to that spot. Mm-hmm. I can change whatever I want to change, and it does create, you know, trailing timelines and all of that, whatever. But that was my thought, is that that's a good way to limit the character, because if not, I can just become a god, do whatever I want. Mm-hmm. And all,
So what about you? Your superpower. So time.
I said I want to move shit with my mind.
Oh, that's okay.
That's legit. I want to be able to fucking grab the lighter.
Come here.
Okay.
Coffee.
And
come to me.
What do you do with it? Are you a superhero, supervillain? What do you do with it?
Like, I'm
what's
both?
Your life going to be from here on out?
Both.
Mm.
Yeah.
You'd be a superhero villain.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. I would only help the elderly.
By moving them across the street? Or what?
When they fall, you pick them up?
Help them.
Pick them up. Prevent them from falling.
Reach things from high cupboards.
Yes. Exactly.
Thread needles.
No, yeah. I don't know. A little bit of both. Because I wouldn't be just all hero.
Yeah.
No, fuck no. Somebody pisses me off, out the door. Out the window.
Why is your door up there?
Because I was, my door is right
there. Oh, okay. I see.
But yeah.
It's because she got so used to doing it, she built a door up top so she can throw people out the door up top.
I was going
to
say, because I came in one day and just smashed through the wall. Yeah. Man. But okay, yeah, I get that. You could just, yeah, I know you would just be flinging people, traffic, moving cars and shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I would love that. That'd be badass.
I feel like you would get in trouble almost immediately then.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I would.
Yeah. Because I would try and keep it a secret for a bit, but I feel like I'd be able to keep it under wraps. Because I can still go about, I can control my powers, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna.
I can control my powers. I just can't control my anger.
Like, but that's why. What in traffic? And I, not me. I'd be like, oh, there's a lot of traffic. I'm just gonna fucking teleport my ass over there.
Mm-hmm.
Poof.
So okay.
I could poof.
You can't poof.
You can't poof. Yeah. Everyone just smashes into whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So like when you become a werewolf or a vampire. You can't control it at first. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to become a werewolf or a vampire, you're probably going to kill your family.
Mm-hmm.
That's just...
Oh, God.
That's ground... Like, that's rule one. That's how that works. Okay. Like, we've established that.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the powers. What are the limitations on your powers? Can you teleport into the sun?
No, see, that's why I said I can only teleport whatever I can see, wherever I've been, things like that, because I can go accidentally into a wall. That's why I said, I told her, it's exactly like Nightcrawler. Where I
well,
have
but
to
he
see
can it. Do it.
He can, but he might get stuck in between a wall.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
what I'm asking you. Are you capable?
Oh yeah, I'm
of
capable,
teleporting into the sun.
But I might die.
Well, yes, I know that. That's my point. Yeah. When you're starting out, you don't know how to control it. You just fucking, it's just popping off whenever. It's just poofing all around, and you're invisibilizing all the time. So that's my question. Is like you're probably gonna die. Like same thing with me. I'll probably die before we learn to fucking handle our powers.
Yeah. You see, I don't think I would, only because I would start off by trying to do it because of X-Men.
No, you wouldn't.
I would try and do it little by little.
No, you wouldn't.
Starting off?
Yeah,
I would.
I know you so well.
No, you don't.
Erica,
no,
what's your take on this? Do you think he would be responsible?
Smart enough to start slow.
And be able to practice self-control if he had this power?
No.
Not at all.
Starting off, really?
No, not in the slightest.
Mm.
Mm-mm. You'd do it one time and be like, cool, I got it. Boom to the moon.
Nope.
Yeah.
I would not do that.
Boom to the moon.
Nope.
All right.
You guys don't know me. I'm
okay.
Pretty responsible.
Not with things like this. No.
Because I've gotten so many superpowers. You're right. You're absolutely right. I've proved you wrong so many times. Or proved you right so many times.
Exactly. Thank you for recognizing that.
Oh man.
See, because me, I wouldn't be that responsible. If I had super strength like that, I'd be like, can I smash? Am I planet punching Hulk? You know what I mean? Like, how where are we going? And I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna go create the fucking Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd probably kill myself.
See,
like,
but I don't think you can kill yourself doing that.
What if it's like Deku, where like, yeah, I'm real strong, but my bones are just regular bones. So like, I punch a mountain and fucking there goes my arm.
I don't think you would full punch something.
No, I know I wouldn't.
Exactly. See, if I know that you wouldn't do that, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't fucking do the same.
Okay, fine, Abraham.
Wouldn't
you
go
wouldn't
100%.
Fine, you wouldn't do that then.
But even if like you don't know it yet, and like you find out because you're like anger or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Like that you have that power?
No, that's what I'm saying. We're not able to control it. I don't imagine we have access to our full capabilities, mm-mm, like, mistakenly in day one.
Because now as humans, we can punch through walls and shit.
I can.
We're capable. No, you can.
Yeah, you
can. We're capable of it. Our brain tells us no because of the pain.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Like when you're electrocuted,
mm-hmm,
you're the electricity isn't what cracks your teeth and sends you flying. It's you clenching. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's why. But it's your brain not hindering you.
Mm-hmm. It's like when you bite your tongue. You don't bite it off because your body tells you not to bite it off. But you're totally capable of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You could bite your finger off if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Bite your finger off.
So I feel like it's the same thing. Like if you're super strong, you're going to punch it, but you're still going to be like, okay, I know I'm strong, but I'm not going to fucking all of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
And like with, I don't know how you would test the limits with her power though.
I imagine it would be like that one movie. What's it called?
Oh.
Ow. I've never seen that movie.
I haven't seen that movie.
So she just gets a headache. Yeah. She does something. She moves a car and ow.
And she never does it again. That one where the kids find the meteorite or whatever.
Oh.
Which one?
Those three kids, right?
Yeah. And then one of them turns bad or whatever.
Yeah, it's got what's-his-face from... not Star Wars, is it?
Which one?
Oh, damn it. I wish I remembered what it was called.
It's a one-word title.
Yeah. People listening know.
What is it about?
Let's see if I can...
I feel like it starts with an S.
Signs.
Yep, you got it. Signs, all about superpowers.
Superpower.
Chronicle. That's what it is. Yeah.
Chronicle. Yeah. I've never seen it.
Nice.
Yeah, that movie.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Yeah. I like that.
We should watch it.
Mm-hmm. For more on movies, we should watch it.
More on movie.
I'm sorry you dealt with that.
Oh my God.
So there genuinely is singing in the episode.
I figured there would be.
Is there?
Yeah. You were the one doing it. You don't remember?
No, we
were both doing it.
What were we singing?
How do I?
Oh yeah, we were singing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But so I think it would be like that, where they're starting with like pencils and baseballs and things like that, and then on to trucks and buildings and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think that's where she'd. I think that's how her powers would progress.
But
also, I can just like bring a lighter.
Yeah, initially,
But like, what would her limitations be? Because, like, okay, with us, it's that. Like, you can punch something too hard.
One punch man.
Punch. You mean to punch, like, the side of a building out of anger?
Mm-hmm.
You bring the whole fucking building down.
Right.
Oh, my God. Or you get in a fight with some guy and you punch him in the face and there goes his head.
Yeah.
And then you're in jail?
Well, no, because I can run away.
He would just punch
the
cops.
Okay, but would you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like you would turn yourself in.
Ooh, Mr. Goody Two Shoes.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Because I'm a knight. And I feel like you would.
Valid.
Why is me being good something to talk shit on?
Because that doesn't make any sense. Good.
You're an evil villain. You'd be my arch nemesis for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in between.
I'm running and she just throws cars like for no reason. Just bah, bah,
no,
bah.
What it is that you're running. She just picks you up slightly off the floor.
Oh my God.
So you just, no.
Just like.
Fucking thwarted.
And then fling. Hi, Patrick.
Dude, yeah, that's
yeah,
your weakness
that's
right
it.
There.
I'm done.
Your weakness is 2 inches off the ground.
Oh, shit.
But can you trip over like stuff?
Of course
no,
you could.
I have the capability of doing that, but it's like speedster stuff where your mind also processes that quickly.
So like, you can't like trip on a pebble.
No, he could.
I can.
The Flash did.
Yeah.
The Flash does.
Yeah.
Constantly.
So I have the capability of doing it, but it's as likely as me tripping and falling now.
Mm. Which is so very, very likely.
Very likely, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to get hit by cars a lot when running.
Yeah, because I'm going to be throwing them at you.
Yeah, that's true. So, okay, her capability or her limits or whatever, mm-hmm. I imagine it's like it's a brain thing. Like, it's a matter of concentration, in which case she will never get past the baseball face.
Yeah.
Yes, I would.
No, oh, yeah.
Wouldn't.
Yes, I would. Mm-hmm. I would get past the baseballs if it's something that can cause harm to somebody else.
Oh, she's super focused.
I will focus.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that.
I still doubt it.
No.
While she's doing, all you have to do is go, oh, wow. And she'll drop everything, turn what?
You say,
hey, this bag's on sale. Where?
Yeah. Let me see. Any done. Lyric from a song.
Yeah.
And done. Yeah.
Oh, that's, yeah.
She, as soon as she picks me up, I just, bop, done.
Yeah. Dip, dip, bad.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, I feel like that's what it is. It's a matter of concentration because she has to be focusing on the thing and it's stuff around
you're
it.
You're imagining
shit.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Picking it up. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That'll be hard.
So there you go.
Yeah, I feel like you wouldn't. You would okay. Not that you wouldn't do much. You wouldn't be able to pick up big things or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can.
Like Magneto,
but
turn the satellite.
Yeah. The thing is, like, if you're yelling at me, it's like pick it up now. Well, I mean, I'd be like, no, I can't. I can't do it. Let me alone.
I mean, that's what you practice for.
Yeah.
For those
yeah,
situations.
Well, that's I wouldn't be able to. It's just.
I think we'd be a pretty solid team if we were a team. Because, like, you can sneak around, do all kinds of shit.
I'm the recon guy.
You're like a rogue. I'm a barbarian. And you're, like, a psychic.
An extra.
Aww.
Like, I can't. There's not a.
Flume. Oh, no, wait. You know, you come back. You flume.
That would happen so much. We're fighting a supervillain and smack right into me for no fucking reason.
Yeah. Oh, although you do the same with your fucking super strength.
That's true. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We would like, accidentally
gravel
get hit.
Would be spraying everywhere and shit as I'm punching the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could imagine it. We're like a team and you're like punching things and then a little rock hits me. I'm like, what the fuck? You hit me with your stupid rock. And then I fling you away.
But yeah, I think that's a solid team, man. I think, yeah, I think we could take out. Okay, now that we have our powers, who's our Doctor Doom? What's something that we just can't stop? So, well, okay, obviously someone who controls time.
Yeah.
Like, that's a difficult one to fight. Big, yeah.
That'd be a real hard one.
Hmm.
And but it's time. Only a
one.
No, I do super speed and
who's
strength.
Who's the one that does time? Nobody.
No,
nobody.
That was the one I chose after. But that,
oh,
for the purposes of
time?
This conversation, we were going with our double powers.
Yeah. See, but she doesn't have double.
Oh, what's your second power?
I need another one. Okay. I need something that goes with moving shit around.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to animals. He'd be Dr. Doolittle.
Dude, you know what? Talking to animals would actually be kind of cool.
I mean...
Because then the same
thing
you can do.
I mean... As a normal thing, yes. As a superpower, like if I had my choice of powers, that would
be yes. No, not your choice of power. Yeah. Exactly, yes.
Because, okay, but, yeah. Because, okay, what would I use it for?
Like he said, recon and shit. If for a rogue, for you, you can use that instead of invisibility and shit. You can send Anthony in and go find shit out.
Yeah, but I wouldn't.
Oh, I know, but
yeah,
you could.
See, and I wouldn't want to, like, you know, tell an animal, like, go fight that guy. Because what if the guy kills the animal?
No, I'm fighting
get so
him.
Mad.
He's getting information.
No, but you'd have to, at some point, you'd have to, like, go, tiger, bite this robot.
And then the robot kills a titan.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why
the world would be doomed. I would be so angry. I need like a defensive power.
Like a forcey field type deal.
Yeah, like a force field. I can do force field around us.
So like it's Jean Grey, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Or the invisible girl from Fantastic Four.
Sue
Storm.
Mm-hmm.
Or like Bella from Twilight.
She can do force fields?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
That's stupid.
That was her.
I thought she just had a vampire and a wolf that want to bang her.
Oh, no. When she turns into a vampire.
Hey, spoilers, man.
We're not going to watch it.
We watched the first one.
Yeah. And there's
and we were supposed to watch the second
more.
Or whatever, however many.
Oh, well.
Rude. Well, now I know she's a vampire. A force field vampire.
That's so stupid.
That is so dumb, dude.
But yeah, okay, that.
So you want to be a force field vampire?
No.
You want to be a telekinesis vampire?
Why do I have to be a vampire?
Well, now, I don't know.
So that's what it would be. Move shit with your mind and force fields.
That's hard because you'd have to concentrate on both. Imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't
see,
have
that's
to...
why there's my downside for
that
both
is,
of them.
That is, yeah. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good powers.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like them.
What are the limitations of your... What are the limitations of your force field?
I can't put like a force field around the world.
Well, of course. No, I imagine it's around yourself or like slightly larger, you know?
Yeah.
But like I'm saying the power, like can I punch you? Like can I punch your force field and it survive? Can I drop a like car, house,
no.
building, ship? Like what's the...
It cannot be impenetrable.
Yeah, it can't be impenetrable. Something has to get through.
Mm-hmm.
Only water.
Water. It gets in and it stays in, so she drowns
yeah.
in there.
Or Sub-Zero, freeze it and chuck it at her.
Yeah, exactly. Done. Ice is her weakness.
I don't know.
See, I would say that the downside to yours is that you can only do one or the other.
That's what I was going to say.
Mm.
She like, has the force field up. She can't move shit. She can't get anyone away. If she has a shield up, that's all she can do. Shield up.
I would say she can force field it up and move stuff within the force field. Like she can't be a cheater and send shit out of the force field. Because I imagine you can do, but like once you're an experienced, like once you know your powers real well, I imagine, because like I imagine I can do super speed and super strength at the same time.
Yeah, but you could because that's not your downside. All powers need a
downside.
Yeah,
you're right. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I'd be able to do both at the same time.
Right. No, I forgot we were talking about the limitations. Yeah. That's why. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
So
now.
I can't do both at the same time?
You
no, you cannot
do both.
Why?
Because both require concentration.
Because that's the downside, yeah.
Oh, my downside.
Yeah.
What if I get better at concentrating?
You won't.
Like, yeah, both of us are... Come on.
Okay, you're capable of doing it, but you have to work real hard at it.
Oh, God. It's going to take me forever.
Yep. Dude, and that's what our costumes would be. I would make her fucking blinders like a horse.
I hate you.
And I wouldn't make him cool. Like, you know how Spider-Man does it where his...
They
go right here so that he can focus more? No, they're literal fucking
like
blind.
The horse ones.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Oh, fuck. That's funny.
Okay, so who would our villain be?
Oh, right.
You'd have to make them out of that material.
No.
Where you can't see screens.
Yeah.
You'd have to do that.
Blackout curtain material?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what was the what?
Our villain.
Oh, yeah, our villain.
And would it be just one guy? Because if it's the one guy, he has to be like... He has to have a really good power. Would it
well,
be
that, that's
thing?
Why I said the control time is like our supervillain who
yeah.
we are able to thwart him, but never stop him. Because, yeah. But, yeah, it doesn't have to be a one supervillain. I just said our Doctor Doom because,
yeah.
Our Thanos.
Hmm. That I wouldn't know because I feel like all of us like, okay, like you, your weakness is her. You know,
yeah.
She picks you up 2 inches, you can't do anything.
Yeah, true.
There's no punching anything. There's no running. You just sit there until she decides to drop you.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
And like you,
my
he
life
just has
is
to
over.
Keep on slapping
Throwing
fucking
gravel,
rocks at you
yeah.
and you're stuck there.
And water, apparently.
Yeah.
And it has to, I throw gravel at you in the rain and you're done.
What about you?
His is a locked door.
Me, I'm...
Or no, you can teleport.
Wait, but if I hold you, can you teleport?
Yeah.
Or go visible?
You,
yeah.
Oh, can she put force fields around people?
Because
if so, you're done. You can't teleport out of that.
I would say I can if I can teleport out of jail cells, out of any structure.
But out of my
I can teleport
force field?
Out of it.
But
hers
yeah, force field specifically.
It's just a barrier. It's not...
It's a force field.
I feel
field.
Like
it's
a psychic thing.
It's
oh, it's a force field.
It's a power.
Yeah, no, I agree with her. I feel like it's a psychic-y thing. So, like, it's like magic.
No, she has to stop me, and she has to do something in my head to stop me from being able to do it then, if that's the case.
Then I'm going to shake you.
Oh, no. But no, I was going to say, remember, I'm just a regular.
You're just going to kill him.
Yeah. I was going to say, remember, I'm just a regular person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have super strength. I don't have speed. I don't have things to fucking throw.
Yeah.
I'm just a normal guy. If I get into a fight, I have to go punch somebody
you need
with
knives.
My regular strength.
Yeah. You need the Riddick knives. I like those knives.
You know what I need is The shocker glow.
Are you martial artsy?
No, hell no.
He's as martial artsy as it is now.
I would watch a couple of fucking Ong Bak videos and go, yep, I could do that.
Fucking start axe elbowing people and break his arm.
If anything, I'll teleport above people and just drop an elbow on them.
Not even do it like Spider-Man where you teleport in and kick them and then teleport out. And you could do that.
I'd have to be a gymnast.
You could.
Because I kind of want to see like how our powers would help each other.
I feel like I wouldn't be able to help you guys at all in a fight.
No, I think you would entirely, yeah.
Oh, see, I don't think so. Only because of that, because I'm just a normal person. My thing would be recon. I'd be good at that.
Yeah, very true.
He comes back. So there's two guys.
Like, you'd be Erica in Call of Duty. Oh, no, they're shooting you.
Yeah.
Patrick, you're dead. Okay, yeah, you'd be recon. Like like I said, you really would play the rogue character where I think you'd be able to sneak about and you'd gather information and things like that. And I would
I'll get you guys as prepared as possible for that fight.
And I'm up front, like up in the middle of it. Yeah. Like I'm fucking, you know,
you're the front
melee
line.
Character. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're defensive, obviously. Mm-hmm. So you can like you're going to be attacking from a distance. You're doing ranged attacks because you can throw shit. And you're defending yourself. You're all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you put the limitation to where I can't teleport items, so...
Well, no, that was when we were talking about robbing the bank. Like, that may not be your limitation. Because we... In the conversation of limitations, we didn't discuss your limitations.
Well, if I can teleport items, then I could just be dropping a bunch of shit on.
That's what I was. Yeah. I was like, people. You fucking cartoony anvil. You
yeah,
pong, and you don't even have to lift it.
No,
you just teleport it and then let it drop.
Wait, so if you teleport items, can you teleport people?
If I can do items, yeah, I'd imagine.
So then
I can do
you can just
too.
Teleport our enemies wherever the fuck.
Well, but then teleport he has to get his hands. Yeah, then he has to get his hands on an enemy. What if it's a lava monster?
Mm-hmm. Then I force field around him, and then he goes.
But I can't teleport out of your force field, so how would I...
And we said you can't you can't force field things.
Oh, god damn it.
Yeah.
This is hard.
There's got to be rules.
There does.
You can't
exactly.
be fucking...
Because then you're just... You're,
but
we're
then
god
can
characters.
You guys be inside my force field?
Yes, if we're near... That's why I said slightly larger. Mm-hmm. So, like, if we're right there, then yes.
But how close?
That's why. Uncomfortably close. You'd be uncomfortable.
uncomfortable.
You wouldn't like it. You'd rather we die. Oh my god.
Can we like do maybe like
it's filled with cats
feet?
So there's no room for us.
Okay. I'm just force filling all the
sorry,
little
guys,
animals.
I'm saving all of them. You have
sorry,
powers
you,
they
you
don't.
You can run away.
Yeah. We're in a fight. Yeah. We're in a fight and she's not throwing anything. She's playing the oh kitty. Just her little ball over there.
See, and that's
and then
your
chicken
that's
nugs
where my
come floating down the road.
That's
yum,
where
yum.
My concentration. That's where I'm useless.
No. She would tell me to go get them.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that's what it would be.
Like, can you run real quick?
Can you teleport some chicken nuggies over here?
Oh fuck.
Jeez. That's funny.
Yeah, but yeah, you're okay. Your limitations, same like you said, self-established limitations. You have to have been there before or see it to go there. So okay, that's fair. You can't,
or like I could go there without seeing it, but I run the risk of dying.
Yeah, exactly. Like we need the flux capacitor in this warehouse, and you can't just okay, cool. I'll be right back
in the warehouse. Yeah.
See,
but okay, because I have a workaround. I've thought about this too. Okay. My limitations and my little fucking loophole for it. Mm-hmm. If let's say I wanted to go to Hawaii, okay, whatever. I want to
look
go.
At a picture.
No, not look at a picture because that's not real time. I have to know it real time.
Because there might
time.
Be a person or a bird there.
Yeah.
And he just has a bird in his chest.
Yeah. Google Earth.
So what I would want to do, what I thought of was, okay, I can teleport myself fucking way, way higher up. Obviously, you know, where there's still air. Mm-hmm. So teleport up there. And now I'm dropping. I'm essentially just fucking skydiving, plummeting down. And I can see things. And I'm like, okay, cool. There's nothing there. Poof, poof. And boom, I'm right there.
You have so many flies in your belly.
Mm-hmm.
You think flies can go up that high?
Oh, no.
What
do
you?
Right.
Yeah, what kind of flies?
Space flies in your
space
belly.
So,
I don't
many
know, ice,
birds.
So many ice spiders in your belly.
Yeah, I've worked around my limitations.
But no, same thing. There could be birds and there could be planes.
There could be birds and there could be planes, but I run very little risk of that.
Yeah, very little, yes. Yeah. I mean, unless you go very high.
But then I run out of air. I can just pass out.
Well, you hold your breath. It's going to be seconds.
But would you know how high to go?
You can poof, 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 poof as you're coming down, you know?
So how would you go above it?
Above what?
Like, let's say you want to go to Hawaii.
Okay.
So you would poof over Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you've never been over Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Hawaii. No. So what if you poof, like, out of this world? Into space.
But I wouldn't because I know I have a certain limit of space in between. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, let me go 100 miles north.
But, okay, quick question. But do you know where Hawaii is?
Okay, yeah, that's
I've been there. Yes, I know where it is.
Okay, yes, but...
But like...
She's like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, no, I know you've been to Hawaii, but like...
Okay, let me ask you this.
Do you know?
But can you point to it?
Yeah, point to it.
But okay, how do you teleport? Is it like Nightcrawler where he doesn't actually teleport? He just opens a portal to a different dimension.
No, I mine would be
poof, poof.
Poof, poof.
Like that's it. There's nothing in between the poofs.
No.
Okay.
So you just like think about it?
And like do you...
Like I want to be over Hawaii.
Yes.
And your body dematerializes like and rematerializes.
Yes.
Or like you know.
Not a portal.
Not a portal.
Okay. You know where Hawaii is.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Oh my God.
What if like, okay, what if while you're teleporting, I go, Japan, and you're...
Oh, fuck.
Half? Yeah. Now your legs are in Japan.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm pretty sure it's not just think about the place.
But you're distracted. Like, an image of Japan pops in your head.
But that's the thing. An image of Japan wouldn't. A specific location, that's what I would have to...
Oh, so you're needing coordinates.
I'd have to use that specific location. Like, I can use a picture of Hawaii, and I'd imagine that's how I'd be able to do it.
Okay.
Look at the place. Okay. Teleport fucking, you know, a mile up.
So just like your ruby slippers. Da, da, da.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, see, I agree with that. I don't think you need to... Because I don't like the limitation of you having had... That you had to be there or have been there before.
Yeah, no.
I don't like that limitation. But I get it. Like, to do it proficiently. Like, you can teleport anywhere in your house because you know it so well. But, like, that. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, porque si no, you would just be here in Hawaii, in Washington.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
We're like, oh, we're going to go to Florida. Can you teleport over there? No, I can't.
You got fucking alligators, man.
Yeah, so then you have to climb on Patrick's back so he can run you over there.
Run over there.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Can you carry people with you?
I have super strength. I can carry a busload of people.
He would just have to hold my neck.
Yeah. Like, I have to hold him like a baby.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm serious.
Oh, yeah. So
because he'll get whiplash.
I got whiplash.
You got whiplash now. But yeah, we established that too.
Yeah.
That's how you have to do it because, like, I can survive it. But nobody else could. And I'd also have to progressively gain speed.
Can I survive
it? If you did a force field?
Force-y-field?
Yeah. Then we can fucking pass. But yeah, if not, then I'd have to progressively gain speed.
So
I can turn you into a giant hamster ball. Yes.
No. Oh, yeah. Or that. Okay. That's better than what I was going to say.
What?
We have to build something where we strap on Patrick with two little chairs so we can sit on either side. And then I just force fieldy and then... There we go.
Yeah, that would work.
Like a burro.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking like a rickshaw.
Or I just carry you guys because I have super strength.
No, because then you have to touch me.
God. Like these are our chairs. He just does this.
Yeah, exactly. First class seats.
But how is he going to hold our necks? Oh, my force field. You don't like need that. To hold our necks.
No, I do. Like that. That's how
No.
This is how I run.
Like a monster. That's the dumbest thing. Do you have to wear goggles when you run? Or will your eyes dry out?
See, no, I feel like it's almost Superman-y rules.
Or like...
What?
Where, or, well, I guess Flash rules too. It works the same. Like, we're using those as like a base. Mm-hmm. So it's like the Speed Force where it creates this...
Like there's a layer.
Yeah, around him. Yeah. So that he doesn't... His skin doesn't fucking just come off and...
Yeah, that's why I can like survive that. Going 0 to 1 billion. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but so he doesn't need bugs? Goggles.
I'd probably...
Or do the bugs just...
little wipers installed on his eyes.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least you don't have to worry about those space bugs.
Yeah, no space True. Bugs. No ice spiders for me.
You got regular ones.
I'm not going to get birds in my guts like you.
Yeah. Wait a minute. And you're going to be invisible, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you do recon, you're going to be naked?
Yes.
Yeah, constantly.
Yeah, why wouldn't I? Like, this is how easy it is. I poof my room naked, mm-hmm. and I'll poof wherever I need to be.
Invisible.
Get in, yeah, invisible. Do my stuffs. Poof back somewhere private, my room. Put clothes back on. Poof here and tell you guys.
Yeah, and we talked like, about it before.
And it's all a
for
matter
him,
of
for
seconds.
For him to rob a bank, he has to put the money in his butt.
Yeah, we did talk
oh
about
my-
that.
Why can't you just take a bag with you?
You can't teleport
well, this,
things.
Yeah, this was because this
was
the rule.
Before.
It yeah. was me. I can teleport myself. So anything inside of me, like my organs and all that stuff,
go with
can
him.
Go with me. So that's why we're like, we
that,
have to
well,
shove
yeah, that
it
would
up
be
the
shitty
show.
If your organs couldn't go with you.
So that's why I was like, we got to shove
yeah,
it in me
put in, his
in
butt.
Order for it to come with me.
Yep. Those are the rules.
So all these balloons up your butt? Or mm-hmm.
No balloons.
Waste time.
Yeah. Well, you don't need to because when quick. You're done, you go in your room, squat, and teleport 2 feet behind you, and the money falls. Drops. Yeah, boom, done. Yeah.
So, like, you take a bottle of KY with you?
Yeah, up his butt.
I mean,
it has to be up his butt first.
Why does it have to be? Why can't you just hold it in his mouth?
Well, you could, I guess.
Oh, yeah, you can do the mouth, too.
But that's
forgot about that part.
You would rather do
it
the butt.
It was immediately to the butt.
Yep. Hey, I'm just saying, bigger pockets, right? Why wouldn't you use it?
Or just
yeah,
like
exactly.
No,
no,
it has
no,
to be
inside.
In your body.
Yeah.
Okay.
Limitation. There has to be rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that was when I can't take anything.
Yeah, like now we've established that
yeah,
you
can
teleport
touch stuff,
things and stuff.
Yeah, then, well, yeah, obviously. Now I'm just doing the butt stuff for fun.
That's just what he does. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where he keeps his weapons.
Yeah.
And his passport. Poof, and then your passport falls to the floor.
Oh, man.
But yeah, that's what I think. This all started with, if you get bitten by a radioactive Spider-Man, do you become a quarter Spider-Man? I think yes.
And I think I say no.
I Fair say enough. No. That's stupid.
Two against right. one, you lost this fight.
Fair enough. Fair yeah. enough.
Fling.
Fling.
Yep. Because you don't, because you think I'm wrong, I just get flung. Jesus.
Oh, man.
It'd just be fun just to do that. And yeah. Just pew.
But yeah, I think those are pretty good, man. I think our powers are pretty good. I think we'd be a formidable force. But
and our villain would just do time. That's it.
Well, I think we should maybe
one.
See if the... Because we're at an hour right now. So maybe we see if the listeners have any ideas.
For their superpowers or what?
Nobody's going to...
For what our...
Nobody's going to respond to it. Let's be real.
You gotta have faith, man. Come on. A little hope.
All right, fine. Listeners, tell us what the second superpower should be for our villain.
Well, he gets two powers? He can control time? But he gets a second power? The motherfucker's all powerful already.
Well, we have two powers.
I was gonna say, a villain that has two powers that, like, would put up
oh,
a good
fight
for
us. Oh, not our super villain.
Not...
Just like our... Like our first villain.
Like a normal villain.
Like
a,
yeah, like our villain.
Not a super villain, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so like Ronin.
An above average villain.
Why are you arguing? Why are you arguing if nobody's going to respond anyway?
That's true.
Oh my God. So yeah, if you guys, the listeners, have any idea of what superpowers our villain should have and what the limitations are, let us know.
Or what power you'd like.
Or what power, yeah, what powers
you'd
like.
It'd be interesting to
yeah.
find out what
do
people
you,
would want and
do you
why.
Have to put things in your butt?
Oh boy.
Yeah.
That's no matter what the power I get,
that's part of it.
It comes with it.
Sorry, I'm gonna be late, guys. God damn it, Abraham. But yeah, if you guys have any ideas, let us know at twtapod@gmail.com.
Or TWTA. Is it pod on Instagram?
Yeah.
On Instagram.
On Instagram. There you go.
Is it that thing I set up?
All right.
I just set it up. He set it up.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. Is it that thing? Is it that thing that I've said for like 30 weeks? Yeah.
And the thing that you run, right? Because you don't run it, do you?
No, I don't run it. Mm-hmm. Nobody runs it right now.
Mm-mm. You don't run it?
Do you run anything?
No, but I've made it very clear I was not going to.
That's very true. Very true.
Okay.
He's busy doing butt stuff over there.
Yeah.
He has no time. No time. And do you want him?
My hands are full.
but yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
I gotta pee again.